Okay, let's dive in. So many of us, we've been there, right? That first real moment of excitement when you're properly bitten by the photography bug, you start dreaming about, these incredible shots, the perfect portraits, those amazing landscapes. And for most people, the very first thought is that shiny, fancy, new camera body. You spend like hours looking at specs, megapixels, ISO, the sensor tech. It's all about the camera body, isn't it? But here's where it gets really interesting and honestly a bit surprising for maybe a lot of beginners based on what our source material says. While we tend to obsess over the camera itself, focusing on those big numbers, there's this other crucial piece of gear. It often gets pushed to the side, but well, they argue it holds even more photographic power. What is that overlooked truth about what you actually need to buy?
It's got to be the lens, right? I mean, our source, drawing on decades of shooting, really hammers this home. You absolutely need a camera body, no question. But you also have to buy a lens. And the kind of surprising part they point out is that the lens often matters more than the camera body itself.
That's really something, because it kind of goes against that initial instinct, doesn't it? Focusing on the body first. So what makes the lens so vital? Why call it your camera's eye?
What's fascinating is just how fundamental its job is. The material we looked at really highlights this. It's not just, a piece of glass. It's the part that actually gathers the light. It shapes the perspective. Whether you get that wide sweeping view or a really tight portrait, it determines sharpness and it controls that depth of field, giving you either those lovely blurry backgrounds or keeping everything sharp. Your sensor, it just records whatever the lens sends its way. Think about it like this. If your lens gives it a soft, kind of murky image, even the best sensor can only record that softness. But feed that sensor sharp, vibrant, high contrast light, that's when you really see the magic happen in terms of image quality.
Okay, yeah, that really puts the lens's role into perspective. It's like the sensor is totally dependent on the quality of what it receives. And our source, with 30 years behind the camera, they've really seen it at all lenses that were like worth every single penny, and others that taught some pretty expensive lessons. So our deep dive today is going to unpack the good, the bad, and yeah, sometimes the ugly reality of camera lenses. We'll draw on all that experience to hopefully help you invest wisely. So, okay, we've established the lens is the camera's eye, the gateway for light, for perspective. But obviously not all lenses are the same, are they? What kinds of lenses did our source typically rely on? And which ones maybe cause more problems?
Exactly. Yeah, the whole lens world is really a spectrum. On one end, you've got what you might call the specialists or maybe the workhorses. Often, these are prime lenses. The ones with a fixed focal length, like a 50 millimeter or maybe an 85 millimeter. What's really compelling about them, as the material points out, is their sharpness. Because they're built for just one job, one focal length, they can be optically, well, superior. And they usually have wider apertures, bigger openings, which means they're great in low light, and they create that beautiful background blur, that bokeh.
Ah, the bokeh. Yeah, that's what so many people are chasing, right? It just separates the subject so nicely. So these prime lenses, they're kind of the good end of our spectrum.
For pure image quality and that artistic control, yeah, absolutely. They can really lift your photography. Then you've got the professional zoom lenses. These are your versatile workhorses, maybe a 24-70 millimeter or 7200 millimeter. They offer huge convenience, right? Letting you reframe quickly without swapping lenses. Super valuable for things like events or sports where things move fast. And the quality on the good ones has gotten dramatically better over the years. They're often a fantastic balance between being flexible and getting really excellent optical results.
Got it. So primes for top quality in art, pro zooms for versatility without too much compromise. What about the ugly side then? What lenses lead to those expensive lessons?
Often the very first lens many people actually use falls into this area, the kit lens. The basic zoom, often an 18-55 millimeter, that comes bundled with a lot of entry-level cameras. Now, look, they're convenient for starting out, for learning the ropes, but optically, they're often quite compromised. They might not be very sharp, particularly out towards the edges of the frame, and their maximum aperture is usually pretty small and narrow. That limits how well they work in dim light and how much background blur you can actually get. It's often where photographers get really frustrated, actually. They blame the camera, but the lens is the real bottleneck.
Right. So if you feel like you've hit a wall with your picture quality, it might not be the camera body's fault at all. It could just be the lens sending a, well, less than great image to the sensor. What about things like super zooms? I see those advertised quite a bit, the all-in-one kind of lens.
Yes, super zooms, things like an 18-200 millimeter or sometimes even wider ranges. They promise incredible versatility, covering this huge range in just one lens. And you know, that is convenient for travel or if you really can only carry one lens, but that versatility comes at a pretty significant optical cost. The material we reviewed really highlights this. These lenses often show more distortion, more chromatic aberration, that's like color fringing and just general softness across much of their zoom range. They can really struggle in low light too, because the apertures get very narrow, especially at the long end. It's kind of a classic case of trying to do everything, but maybe not doing any one thing exceptionally well. Our source mentioned seeing lots of photographers try to capture everything with one super zoom, only to end up with results that were just kind of meh across the board.
So yeah, a bit like that jack of all trades, master of none situation. It sounds like really understanding these different types and their built-in compromises is crucial in making smart choices. Okay, so as we start to wrap this up, let's maybe circle back to that core idea, that fundamental point. The lens is truly your camera's eye. It shapes every single photo you take. We've talked about the whole range, haven't we? From those sharp specialists like prime lenses to the flexible workhorses like pro zooms, and yeah, even those less ideal compromises like kit lenses and super zooms.
And that brings up a really important question. How do you actually invest wisely in this critical gear? The material looked at really emphasizes quality over quantity. The advice is pretty clear. Buy fewer lenses, but buy better ones. And there's a really practical long-term reason for this. Good lenses, they hold their value incredibly well, much better than camera bodies usually do. They'll outlast camera bodies by years, sometimes even decades. And maybe most importantly, they improve your actual image quality far more dramatically than just upgrading your camera's sensor typically will. And if we connect this to you, the listener, it really comes down to knowing your needs. Don't just buy a lens because it's popular or gets good reviews online. Try to match it to how you actually shoot, not some, aspirational style you might never really get into. And before you commit that cash, test before you invest. Renting a lens for a weekend, maybe a week, that tells you so much more than any spec sheet ever could. And pay attention to more than just sharpness. How does it feel? How's the autofocus? Do the colors it produces actually complement your style and the stories you're trying to tell?
That makes a lot of sense. And, what does this all mean for your photography in the end? Our source puts it beautifully, and it's something I think is really worth remembering. Great photographers create compelling images with modest lenses. Poor photographers struggle even with premium glass. Technique and vision matter more than specifications.
Yeah, that's so true. But when that technique and that vision meet excellent lenses, that's when the real magic can happen. Images suddenly gain that sort of indefinable quality that separates a quick snapshot from real art. Colors seem to glow, details just pop, backgrounds melt away like butter. It's about seeing the world and capturing it with real clarity and intention.
Your camera captures moments. Your lenses capture souls. That's quite a thought, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So as you continue on your own photographic journey, maybe ask yourself, how will you choose lenses that don't just capture moments, but truly help you see and share the world as you experience it?